Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy Monday.
Oh, wait. You're not one of those people who still gets up on a Monday morning and goes, ick.
Can't wait till Friday.
You're not that person, are you? I was that person 26 years ago, and I'll never forget the day I said enough with the ick, and I stopped. I love Mondays now. I like Fridays better, just going to admit. Why not, right? All right, so today, some common sense laws of success. This is not the stuff that maybe you're looking for today, but I tend to give enough of that stuff. So today I just want to, like, this is a walk and talking laws of success, meaning you're out doing your day, you're thinking thoughts in your head, stuff is happening, and you're like, I'm doing everything the book said, I'm doing everything Scott said, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, and yet I don't feel like I'm getting what I want. So we're going to talk about that today and give you some ideas and just some things to think about, because to me, this is the most important part. I will tell you that, the clients that I work with, I work with some pretty high-end performers. These people are doing well. Not to say I don't work with folks who are kind of up and coming. I do that. But the folks that I get to work with personally are, they've done a lot of what a lot of people want to do. They've got the money, they got the career, they got the success, they got the things that you, maybe a lot of people dream of getting. And they're still messed up sometimes. When I say messed up, that's just a nice little phrase that says they're trying to figure out how to get more satisfied with life. And typically what it comes down to is not the strategic success stuff you're looking at. It's the mindset stuff almost always, which is why I spend most of my time personally evaluating how my mind works and how yours works. Because if I can do that, I can reprogram everything. So today's basically mindset. So go along with the ride. If you're not there yet, I get it. You will be someday. You'll get a list of everything that works. I mean, there's the 40 trillion things you can do that all work. You need four of them. Everything else is mindset. That's common sense. Did I introduce myself? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy you're here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Monday, except for last Monday when I forgot, we ask how have you done your homework? All I mean by this, ask yourself this question. How's my life going? Three answers. It's going really good. Kind of in the middle. Well, it's okay. Or it sucks. Doesn't matter which answer you get. First answer, if it's going good. Second question you should ask yourself is, how do I make sure it keeps going that way? Well, easy enough, right? Make a list. Middle answer, well, it's all right. I don't even know what to say there. Listen to the podcast. Get more excited, okay? And the third one, it sucks. Okay, fine. Look for ways to unsuckify it. That's it. Look for ways to, you don't have to give up things. Just look for ways to start moving in a new direction. It's like changing a habit. Don't try to break a bad habit. Just add a new one. But it's the point of asking, how's my life going, that will spur all of this stuff. And that's really the key here. So do it. If you don't do it, you're a slacker. It's okay to be a slacker. I'm cool with slackers. It's a life ambition for a lot of people. I just believe some people are put on the planet to slack. Some people put on the planet to drink beer, and some people just to breathe. And that's it. Cuss. Mouth breather. Yeah, that's what he's here for. Awesome. Did I just insult every caveman out there? I'm sorry. Some common sense for you. As you roll through your day, as life gets in your way and you try to figure out what's going on, you're thinking, what's going on? Here we go. I want you to remember, as today gets frustrating, and it will sometimes, maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, life is long enough. You have a chance to do the things you want to do. You really do. But it's not long enough for everybody. So next time you are getting frustrated by what's going on, just remember, and I know it's hard to, humans don't think this way, just remember, it's long enough. It's going to wear you out. That's the point. That's why it's going to wear you out. That's the point here. Be happy about that because somebody's not here. Ask anybody who is given a terminal diagnosis who thought life, you know, life wasn't long enough. Boy, now they really know it's not long enough. So embrace what you got today. Life goes quickly. Unless you're bored, don't be bored. Stay busy. Stay happy. We talked about that on Friday's show. How to make life seem longer. If you didn't listen to that show, listen to it. It's a good one. I know. I did it. Life passes slowly when you're fishing. Yep. That's kind of like slowing down. You want to slow things down. Mine, yoga and riding a motorcycle. That's it. It's the same thing. It's weird, and it's kind of zen. If you ride a motorcycle, especially a Harley Davidson, because there is no other motorcycle. I just insulted everybody else. You know, if you get it, if you understand it, that it's very much like yoga. And if not, you're like, how the hell can a loud motorcycle, you obnoxious person, how can that be like yoga? You don't get it. That's cool. If you do, you get me. Some people are too serious. Others not serious enough. You get to choose who you are. People who listen to me will undoubtedly fall into two categories. He's not serious enough. This guy's stupid. He's funny. He says things I don't agree with. He's not like all of those boring, serious motivational speakers I'm paying attention to. Yeah, you're damn right. I don't want to be. But I did manage through my 20s when I was in radio to maintain a ton of brain cells and to hang on to every bit of common sense God ever gave me and to learn and borrow some from a whole bunch of other people, which I bring to you every single day. Am I fun and upbeat and just don't want to take life too serious? You better damn well believe it. Am I serious? Yeah, don't get in my way. Okay, where was I? Standing in another person's shoes, really thinking about how they see the world. It's better than opening your mouth. As a guy who is paid to talk, to give you 9-minute answers, essentially, I am trained after 10,000 podcasts. If you ask me a question, I'm going to give you a 9-minute answer. I shut my mouth most of the time. It's a lot of fun. The reward for hard work is more work. Why? I thought I would work hard and get to the pinnacle of success and be able to do nothing. No, you know why? Because you've done so well, people want to give you a chance to do it again. Duh. Took me a long time to learn that one. The reward for being lazy is more lazy. Absolutely. You can achieve that goal if you want to. When you turn off your phone, this is really something that people don't understand. When you turn off your phone, it doesn't ring. I know. Go figure. Most things in life should be in moderation. It's good for you. A few things in excess. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, Super Bowl Sunday is excess, right? That's cool. That's why the biggest day of the year when people call in sick is Super Bowl Monday. Do that too often. You know how it ends. It takes a fraction of the time to read a good book than to write a book. A lot of people have written really good books, spent decades writing them. You should read them. I read two or three a week. I read a ton, and because it's easier than writing a book. I should know. People who read earn more than people who don't read. You should read. Saying I don't care usually means I do care about something. How many times you said I don't care and really actually meant something? How many times you heard somebody say I don't care and the truth is they really did care? Trigger! See, everything you experience in life is filtered through what you hold as the truth. Everybody does that. But make sure your thoughts are correct. You understand how you feel about things. And mindset is everything when it comes to getting what you want. That's why we need to pay attention to that. Ultimately, what will happen is, as you go through your success journey here, whatever that means to you, however you want, whatever you want to get done in your life, doesn't really matter. As you go through that, what will happen is that little by little, you realize, okay, yep, I had too many Doritos when I was 17 years old, and it's messing with me. And I got to fix that. It happens. Happens to all of us. And if you're really, truly lucky, and I believe this certainly as you get a little bit older, and when I say older, I'm talking probably past 40, 45 years old. If you get to that point, you should start asking questions about how the mind works and the world works. And it really is inside you how you process the world. When you get to that point and you understand how you process the world, what ends up happening, all the stuff I talk about, focus and everything else, that comes easy because now you see how your mind works. So we'll talk more about that as time goes on. It's all what I do when I'm not here. That's what I do all day, every day. All right, tomorrow, Secrets to Being Accountable. We'll do that on the next show. We'll do is how to make yourself more productive. I think on Thursday's show, why the law of attraction will not work if you're doing it the way you're currently doing it. And Friday's show, not reaching your goals. I have something you should try. It's going to be a good week. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.